Welcome to AGC's Constructor Cast, where in preparation for Safety Week coming next month, May 6th through 10th, we are bringing you a special Constructor Cast short. Each year, we feature big name construction companies participating in Construction Week. But this year, we wanted to hear how some of the smaller firms in the industry are celebrating safety in 2024. Hosting this short is AGC's Senior Director of Safety and Health Services, Kevin Cannon. Joining Kevin is Todd Konensveld from Alliance Construction. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the show. Over to you, Kevin.
Thanks, Max. As Max mentioned, I'm Kevin Cannon, Senior Director, Safety, Health, and Risk Management with AGC of America. And today we have Todd Konensveld with Alliance Construction with us to discuss 2024 Safety Week. And right now I'd like to welcome Todd.
Thank you. As Kevin said, my name is Todd Konensveld, and I've actually been in the field about 30 years now. Spent over 15 years as a subcontractor, and then spent the last 12 years on the general contractor side.
Well, again, thanks for being with us, Todd, and welcome. As I mentioned, you know, today's ConstructorCast is focused on Safety Week 2024, and what we'd like to do is have a discussion with Todd about how Alliance prepares and executes their activities over the course of the week. And so we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of Safety Week. It began in 2014. And, you know, with that, Todd, I know you said you've been with Alliance for 12 years. How long has your company been participating in Safety Week?
So we've been doing Safety Week right out about, this will be our fourth year doing it. And first couple of years, we kind of went through the normal deal, and then we've kind of ramped it up over the last couple of years and have had some real fun with it. So we've been doing it about 4 years now.
Great. It's glad to hear that you are engaged in the effort and continue to engage in it. And, you know, one of the things that we always like to discuss is how do you go about preparing for the Safety Week across your company?
It's changed a little bit over the last couple of years. The first couple of years, it kind of came from admin. Here was kind of our outline and what we were going to do. And over the course of the last couple of years, and even this year, we put a committee together to spitball ideas and just to make it a little more interesting than just reading toolbox talk. So we've got a committee, they start throwing out, and it's kind of a no holds bar on what we can do, from getting dummies and dropping watermelons and just really trying to make it engaging for the guys. So we put a committee together and then come up with an idea, get an outline from all of the teams that are out in the field, and go from there.
Yeah, I think that's great, you know, exploring the different ways that you can make it more interesting than just a daily review of toolbox talks. And talked about the dummies and the watermelon drops. What are some of the other events or activities that you incorporate into your Safety Week plans?
One of the things that kind of the leadership cares about you. So we've implemented the top guys that are on the job are going to fire up the grill and cook for the guys on site. So we fire up a grill and get hamburgers and hot dogs going. And we don't really cater it. We get the superintendents and the project manager out there. And just really, it's about thanking the guys for what they're doing and staying safe and kind of showing that, you know, the upper management appreciates what they're doing. And then we've used the big paper boards on kind of going through stuff and getting the entire group together and kind of running through some bullet point type stuff instead of just reading off of a piece of paper, just getting a little more interactive.
I think we can all agree that management commitment and involvement in the safety program and process is key, as well as engaging the craft workers as well. So what more do you do to make sure that management is engaged and at the same time employees are engaged during the Safety Week? You mentioned leadership cares about you and hosting the cookouts with the hot dogs and such. But, you know, are there other examples of, you know, management demonstrating their engagement as well as, you know, trying to pull the employees into the process?
Yeah. So one of the things that we did do on, I know we did it on my job, and I know a couple of the other guys did. We actually asked the subcontractor's office to have their superintendents and kind of their higher ups on site. We invited out their lead safety guys on site so that it wasn't just coming from the GC. It was also coming from their company. And we engaged some of them guys to we did a few of the horror stories, things they've seen. And then in each discipline, having the electrician's safety guy talk about what's the stuff that they see with their company and how they can get better and how the other trades can help them stay safe. And so we've engaged with the higher ups of the subcontractor, not just our guys.
You know, I think that's a very good point because, you know, it's all a team effort when, you know, especially on multi-employer projects that, you know, everyone needs to be pulling together to ensure that the entire project is safe. And the fact that you're bringing in the electricians or, you know, any of the other specialties to focus on the hazard specific to their work, it really educates the project wide. And we just heard from one of our other members, you know, it was kind of the reverse where they are the specialty contractor and they brought in the GC and the owner to participate in their efforts. So I think that's a tremendous job that you're doing. One of the things that we've heard throughout the years is that incorporating vendors or service providers also helps with helping educate the employees and raise awareness on various issues. Do you include any outside vendors or service providers in your weekly activities?
We do use a third-party safety consultant that they come to all of our jobs once a month. And then they also there are dropbacks. So if we got a question about something, we're able to call them. So we always have MSC safety. They come out to our job on those days and they'll do, I think last year we had them do one day of a toolbox talk and then pass out their information that, hey, if, you know, they work for us, but if any of the guys in the field have a question, they're more than welcome to reach out to them. And then actually this year, part of our kind of the spitballing that went around is, depending on what municipality we're in, we're actually going to contact the local police department and fire department to see if they would be willing to come out and do a demonstration or talk to us about kind of the first aid side of it and kind of educate the guys of where we can go within our community close to the job to help people out.
I think, again, getting the expertise of those local law enforcement and EMS services is key, especially when you look at emergency or crisis management. Over the 4 years, you've mentioned how the efforts, you know, within Alliance have evolved and grown and become more engaging. And the big question is, why are you doing this? You know, what are the benefits of participating in Safety Week?
You know, the first couple of years, I think we were kind of getting our feet underneath. I think there was some benefit that we, you know, to the guys that we were taking it serious, but this last year we did the watermelon. We actually dropped rebar. Some of them did a rock, but we actually dropped something onto a hard hat that was on a watermelon. And then we did a drop without a hard hat. And there was some giggling and talking. And when the watermelon split without a hard hat on, it got serious real quick. You could hear the gasp and everybody engage. And it just gave that this is why we're pushing this. And it gave them a visual. And then the rest of the week, you could just really feel the engagement. And I think the guys really realized that, you know, we're not here just to get a job done, but we're here to make sure those guys go home safe, not just alive, but in, you know, not injured and things. So you could feel that true buy-in that Alliance cared about the guys that are in the field.
Regardless of what the topic is, you know, it one raises awareness and then they carry that behavior and what they've learned forward.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. You know, great information. I guess to close it out, is there anything that you would like to add that we have not covered regarding Safety Week and what it means to not only Alliance, but the industry as a whole?
Yeah. You know, the Safety Week, we love the week. But it also, it kind of kicks off that attitude that safety is all the time, that safety does trump our schedules. It trumps just kind of the everyday. That has to be our key focus. And when we're willing to take that week, I mean, you take that time and it's, you know, it's not a 10-minute safety talk. Most of our stuff during the week, we're, you know, some of them could be upwards of an hour. When we did the barbecue, it was probably 2 to 3 hours of our time that we were giving up. So I think the subs really do get that buy-in and understand that we care about what they're doing because we're not only just, you know, throwing some words out there, but we're also giving up our time to show the guys that, you know, this is important, not just our company, but their company, and that we are about getting these guys home safe, including our employees and them.
I think that's a great message. Safety is all the time. And so we appreciate you, you know, joining us to help raise awareness about not only Safety Week, but safety in the construction industry. And good luck with all your events coming up in May.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate all you guys do for us out in the field. So thank you, guys.
All right. I'll turn it back over to you, Max.
Thank you for joining us. And thank you for listening to another episode of AGC's ConstructorCast. Learn more about Construction Safety Week by visiting ConstructionSafetyWeek.com and checking out the resources included in our show notes. We hope you join us this coming May and celebrate safety all year long. Don't forget to like and follow the show to keep up with the ever-evolving landscape of the construction industry.